Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning and happy Mother's Day, Mary Jo.
I was hoping for a little Danzig.
Mother, do you think?
Oh, this is well, still a mother song. Okay.
Yeah, it's a psychedelic Mother's Day song.
Well, that's my favorite kind. Thank you. And
yeah, and the Pink Floyd mother relationship there is not necessarily Mother's Day celebration type stuff.
Well, I don't think that Danzig song is either.
It's
right?
Not. No.
Yeah.
There's not too many mother songs.
Well, now Brad, there is
celebratory.
There's a pretty good Boys to Men one and a pretty good Backstreet Boys one. Just throwing it out there.
How was your Saturday, Mary Jo?
It was lovely. Went to a Sam's baseball game and they run ruled the other team. So it was they had a good performance. And then I took an hour and a half long nap, which is lovely.
That is
after we had gone to the park, took Vivian to the park, and then had Mother's Day dinner made for me last night. So John grilled out steaks and shrimp.
Oh yeah.
And we put mushrooms and asparagus on the grill, and then he made a bananas Foster dessert using plantains.
Wow.
Which I was shocked.
I didn't know John was part Jamaican.
You bought plantains? Like, I don't even know if I'd ever... Maybe I'd eaten a plantain, like, on our honeymoon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly have never cooked with them. And it was on point.
Ivory mom.
Yeah, it was delicious. It was delicious. And then Sam and I went to see Guardians of the Galaxy last night at the late night show. So
yeah.
It was an awesome day. And that movie is so good. If you like the first one, the second one is every bit as good, every bit as humorous, so funny.
Nice. So today, is there a big, another meal? Is there another?
There will be another nap. I'm hopeful of that.
Yeah, what do you like to do on Mother's Day? What do you want your family to know on Mother's Day about you?
That I like to be left the heck alone today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you feel so bad, and you know, as a mom, you want to be like, oh, I want to spend every minute with my kids. But then you're like, this is my day. I want to go get my toes done and have someone else clean up poop.
Right.
So, yeah. But no, I mean, my kids are awesome. So anytime I hang out with them, it's great. Since this is not on TV, you can't see the eye roll.
Yeah.
No, they are. So I don't know. There's nothing special planned today. No. We'll just hang out. And I talked to my mom this morning already. I will say, you know, sometimes you don't realize. You get bombarded by all the Mother's Day stuff. And it's all over TV and everyone. And you go on social media and it's, you know, my mom's the greatest. And this mom, and it's my Mother's Day, and I love my kids, and it's all over the place.
Yes.
And there are people out there that I just really just kind of wanted to, I don't want to bring everybody down, but like my husband lost his mother this year, and this has been a really tough weekend for him.
Yeah.
And this is the first Mother's Day, and I do think there are a lot of people out there like him. And I just want everyone to kind of give them a nod too, because it's when you don't have a mom physically with you anymore, today can be kind of tough.
Well, I have a friend who's a few years younger than me, and he lost his mother several years ago in a horrific car accident. His parents were vacationing out west. They were on a highway, and somebody came across the road and hit them head on. I mean, there was nothing they could do. His dad was in serious condition for a long time, but his dad is now fine. But, you know, he lost his mother. So I remember talking to him about it. And at that time, I think my relationship with my mother at that time was just, I wouldn't say strained, but it wasn't like as good as it could be, I guess, you know? And he just said, look, whatever, you know, whatever differences you guys have, put them aside because you just don't know what it's like. And I think about him, and sometimes he'll, every now and again, I'll see him tweet something if it's related to something, and he'll just say something about, you know, you don't have to wait till Mother's Day, you know,
yeah,
stuff like that. And he doesn't say because I don't have a mother. He's just putting it out there, you know.
And it's true. It's a good lesson for all of us. And John tells that to Sam a lot. Like, did you just tell your mom no? Wait till you can't tell your mom anything. And you know, it's hard to put into perspective for a 10, 11-year-old kid. And really, it's hard to put it in perspective for someone that's still, you know, I still have my mom here. So it's hard to imagine what it's, what it, you know, that will be like. But yeah, but it's, but still, call your mom.
Yes.
I have gotten much better about not hitting the decline button on the phone calls.
Well, look, my mom lives two doors down.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they used to live in Florida for many, many, many years, and I would see my parents about twice a year.
Now it's...
Yeah.
Hey, honey.
Hey, yeah, it's that. Yeah, it's all that. But that's, you know, it's great. I mean, we wanted them to come, you know, live close to us. So it's great. A lot of family time.
Yep.
Yesterday, it was my dad and I went to the Crawfish Festival.
Oh, did you?
Went
did you
checked
go?
It out.
Did you see the Derby?
Didn't make it in time for the Derby. No, we did not make it in time for the Derby.
Did you get good eats?
Got good crawfish. I think my hands still smell like crawfish this morning. That's just one of those things you can't get off your hands. But they... These things were huge. I mean, they got... I talked to the guys who were boiling them. It's like a group of guys that apparently, you know, do this stuff maybe other places, travel and do this. And so they drove down 2 hours south of Baton Rouge.
Whoa.
To get these things out of the swamp. I mean, that's... They came straight from there to here. And then when they were dumping them in the boiler, I mean, they're just bags of... Live crawfish. They're jumping, hopping around, boiled. And, I mean, that's pretty fresh.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking within the last 3 or 4 days, these things were living in Louisiana in a swamp. So they were pretty good. Yeah.
Are crawfish and crayfish the same thing?
Yes.
Okay.
And crawdads.
Okay.
It's just the crawfish from a swamp in Louisiana is different from... The crawdad that you'll find in the creek, you know, over here somewhere.
Yeah.
The crawdad around here is a little smaller, but they're essentially the same thing. But these, the ones in the swamps of Louisiana.
Yeah.
They have a healthy, what do you call it,
ecosystem?
Ecosystem, that's what I'm looking for. Yes. Healthy ecosystem. They eat good. They get big. So it's a cool place, though, this Paris Landing or Stoner's Creek or whatever that area is right there. Pretty cool little area. Nice creek rolling by, big patio.
It was a beautiful day for it, too. It was awesome out yesterday.
Oh, the weather just could not have been
better. It was perfect.
And then, of course, when you're driving out there, you go Paris Pike, which is a gorgeous drive in itself. And then to come back, we came back about the time the sun was setting. And that is one of my favorite sights. These eyes could see in the world.
It doesn't get old.
A sun setting and on the horizon, and you have the silhouettes of the horses and the barns and the fences on a hill. I mean, it's just.
Yeah.
That's why you live here.
Yeah.
You know, that's what makes Lexington a great place. So, yeah, it was nice.
Awesome. And then today you've got all the moms.
Yeah, my mom, my mom's mom, my wife's a mom, obviously. And so, yeah, I'm grilling out for all of them. Hamburgers, sausages, chicken breast.
Yeah.
Because dads are there, too. That's why we got your poorly sausage.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And the bratwurst.
Yeah. All the moms ordered sausages today.
I would like a chicken breast.
That's a great idea, because today's one of those days, man. I wouldn't even try to venture out to go out. I don't know.
Well, we've done it before a few times. One time we went to a buffet. I think it's Malone's or Sal's, and it's really good. But, you know, what are you going to say? Mom, you got your own, right?
Yeah.
And you, Mom, over here, you've got your own too, right?
Yes.
So it winds up being kind of steep, you know.
$40 a pop.
Yeah. It's hard to pay for two moms. And then what are you going to say? Dad, you know, sorry, dude. Mom's
I'll
only.
Get you next month.
Yeah. So, it can run you a little high. This way, grilling out. We got a tight little window. Got to grill, eat, and then get to a flag football game.
So, ooh, yeah. Well, at least it's perfect out again today.
It is perfect, but I hear we're playing the best flag football team in the league this morning.
Uh-oh.
Kids that have been playing together for years.
Wow.
Yep, I got a few.
And this is the first year your team has been together.
Well, I think there's probably about three, maybe four kids.
That have been together for a while?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That have been together for a few years now. But, yeah, there are several new kids. And then, I go to every practice, and this is why I know I couldn't be a coach, is the patience of this coach. When these kids, I mean, it takes a half hour to get them to, like, run routes and catch a ball consistently. Like, at least 30 to 40 minutes before they will run, each one of them will run the route that he's asked them to run, that they will focus on catching the ball and then make the catch.
By that time, practice is over almost.
Practice is almost over by the time you do that, because just drives, you know. I would yell a little bit. And then I would take some knuckleheads who are, you know, maybe not focusing, and I'd just make them run. Just go. Run laps. And then there are parents would be like, my kid's 8 years old. He needs to learn football, not run laps. Be like, well, if you were a better parent, maybe he would be able to practice. I don't think I'd make a good coach.
I was just going to suggest maybe you hang back.
Yeah. Yep. I'd be a good assistant. I could help with the whatever you drill you want to do or teaching of the game. I can help that way. But if you put me in charge and it's my responsibility to, you know, get these kids in line, that's
not happening.
No. Yeah. Because I will parent the way I parent. Well, Mother's Day, in a way, yesterday for Kentucky seniors, because their mothers got to throw out the ceremonial first pitch for Senior Day weekend.
So
UK
cool.
baseball team. Yes, that is very cool.
And they won Friday. We didn't even talk about that. They won Friday night.
They won Friday convincingly.
Yes.
I think they won 15-5.
Yeah.
It was a hit parade. Sean Jelly looked good on the mound again, the Friday starter. And then Riley Mahan homered. I think Evan White homered. And then they did it again yesterday.
Yeah, Mahan had
two
home runs. Yeah.
Evan White had one. Mahan, look, just listen to his numbers. This craziness. During these two games, Friday and Saturday, he is 6-for-8 with a double, 3 home runs, 5 runs scored, 6 RBI. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Now, Kentucky won 8-3. The only troubling thing yesterday was Zach Logue struggled a bit, the number two starter.
That's been kind of, you kind of hoped he had turned a corner last weekend. But
last Saturday he had one of his best. But Chris McCamer came on in relief. He pitched 4.1 perfect innings.
Yeah.
4 1/3 for his first collegiate win. So now today Justin Lewis is out there. And Lewis is a strike thrower. Kentucky needs the sweep because meanwhile.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I don't know. I didn't know what happened with Florida.
Florida won again. Florida has now won 9 consecutive SEC games. 9 consecutive SEC games. They have won 5 consecutive series.
Is it impossible for Kentucky to catch them? Even if the Cats were to sweep Florida in Gainesville next weekend.
I think the way it is entering the weekend, it was a one-game situation. I'm pretty sure it was a one-game. Kentucky fell to second, one game back. Yes. Kentucky in the SEC is 17-9, and I believe 18-8 is what Florida's record is. So, no, Kentucky's just one game back. All Kentucky has to do is win today. Heck, if Florida loses today.
Yes.
That's that. But then the three-game series.
That's huge.
If they could go in even, then the series would be the it. That would be ideal, is for Kentucky to win today and Florida to lose today, and then they go in tied. But Kentucky is among the top four teams right now in the SEC. It's Florida, Kentucky, Mississippi State, and LSU.
LSU, yeah.
Those are the four. LSU and Mississippi State, I think, have the two best records. Auburn has hit the skids big time. They have gone way the other way.
Well, their conference records are, I don't know, what, yeah, they're...
Florida 18-8?
Florida's 18-8, Kentucky 17-9, LSU is 18-9, Mississippi State is 17-9.
Yeah.
And their overall records, Kentucky has a better overall record than Mississippi State. It's tight at the top. I will say that. It is very tight at the top.
The 2012 UK baseball team finished 18-12 in conference play. And this one's already 17-9 with a weekend to go in today. Need the sweep today. Here's the situation.
Boy, that Georgia thing just stinks now, doesn't it?
Well, Georgia was last place.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Georgia was last place. So the RPI situation, it kills you to get beat twice by a team that's last place in your division. So, I mean, last weekend, UK entered projected as a top eight national seed. Had it taken care of business against Georgia, won 2 of 3, probably still in that conversation. If you're top eight seed, you host the super regional. Mm-hmm. That's as long as you win your regional, you host the super regional. But that series loss to last place Georgia dropped UK out of those projections for a top eight seed. Sweeping Tennessee and winning at Florida, you're probably back in there for it. Then you go to the SEC tournament and you have a good showing there. You're probably back in that top eight seed. Win the SEC tournament and you're
top eight seed. You've got to think.
Because the SEC is seen as one of the top three best conferences in baseball. So if you win the SEC tournament and or win the SEC East, you're a top eight seed. The UK's definitely going to host a regional. That's going to happen. I mean, it would take a complete collapse. It would take losing today, getting swept at Florida, and
knocked out
in the first round of the SEC tournament. Yeah, take something like that. Today's game at 1 o'clock. It is on the SEC Network Plus. If you can't get over there to Cliff Hagin Stadium, because I know it's Mother's Day, and baseball is not always a Mother's Day type event. It's more a Father's Day deal. But I'm like you when it comes to the day, the Mother's Day, the Father's Day. For me on Father's Day, it's like, leave me the heck alone. That's what I would like. Just let me watch sports, just chill, not have to run any errands, go do this, that, and the other.
Yes.
That kind of thing. That's how I like my Father's Day.
I like my Mother's Day a lot like that.
Yeah. Now, if an opportunity presents itself to do something like go fishing.
Yes.
With the boys. That's a good Father's Day for me, too. Yes. Mm-hmm. Take a little canoe trip down the stream, down the creek. That would be fine. All right. Coming up on today's show. Here at 9:30, we're going to talk with Josh Moore of the Lexington Herald Leader because this week was a pretty big week in high school athletics because the football state championships is moving to Kroger Field.
Yes.
And then girls basketball is coming to Rupp Arena. And everything else under the sun is in Lexington when it comes to high school state championships. And we'll talk to Josh more about that here in just a few minutes. Also, take your calls, 381-1313 on this Mother's Day edition of the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Be on top of your age with 25 Again by Body Shapes Medical. Thousands of men have used 25 Again to gain new energy, enhance performance, and improve their physiques. It's safe, it's easy, and it works. Why settle for ordinary when you don't have to? Your body really can reset its key vitality markers, including testosterone, with our individual treatment plans that guarantee results. Get started right now with the free hormone survey you'll find at 25again.com. 25 Again. A better you begins inside.
I really wish I could find a lunch spot that had authentic Mediterranean food.
Not impossible at all. Skewers on West Tiverton Way serves authentic Mediterranean food with a ton of options to choose from, including vegetarian.
Like what?
Salads, soups, falafels, kebabs, baba ganoush, baklava, and a lot more. And all their dips, soups, and desserts are homemade.
Sounds like a great place, but I don't have a lot of time for lunch.
No worries. You can order ahead by phone or online at www.skewerslexington.com.
Great. Skewers for lunch it is then.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, even eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Memorial Day weekend is almost here. The unofficial kickoff to summer. People will be heading to the lake, the park, the pool, and the Horsey 100. The Bluegrass Cycling Club and ESPN Sports Radio 1300 want to remind you to be aware there will be a huge increase in cyclists on the road in and around Central Kentucky, including Georgetown, Stamping Ground, Frankfort, Lexington, Midway, Millersburg, Paris, and Versailles. Be aware and share the road. For more information or to find out how to sign up, go to horsey100.com. Kick off summer safely and enjoy the ride.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef 17 years old.
You know, we had considered playing the Saturday Night Live skit Mother Lover by Andy Samberg and Justin Timberlake, but then we previewed
it. We re-listened to it.
Yeah, it's probably not safe for radio.
But it was amazing.
Did you watch SNL last night?
I didn't, but did you see Melissa McCarthy drove through New York on Sean Spicer's motorized cart?
It was too funny. They used that part. They actually shot her driving through New York. Yeah. It was. The thing I was impressed with last night was this group Haim. Have you ever heard of Haim?
No.
It's these three girls. They're kind of funky, but they had a couple good songs that I had never heard of them. I thought,
I've never heard of them.
This is not going to be any good. And it was actually pretty catchy. I wouldn't say it was ABBA, but it was.
What is that, the mark of an excellent?
Well, is that? No.
Okay. Just,
like a chick group, like ABBA's listenable to me. I'm just saying, for me, a lot of chick groups are not listenable.
Not like Spice Girls or
absolutely. Ugh. And I'm so fancy. Ugh. when that song gets in your head.
That's not a girl group. That's just a one girl.
I thought there were like two or three of them together in that. No, that's
no, not a girl group. No.
So it's just one.
Izzy. What's her name?
Izzy Agadera. I don't know. Yeah. Azalea.
Yeah.
All right. Josh Moore's coming up here in just a few minutes to talk high school. There were no really real sports to watch last night. I mean, the NBA was off.
Mm-hmm.
There was NASCAR was on.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Missed that.
There was, I mean, MLB Network had a game on, which I didn't watch.
I'll be honest, I don't want to knock because I know we carry a lot of
baseball.
I just can't regular season. Can't do it. I can go. I can't watch it on TV.
I watch baseball on TV, for sure.
I can't.
Tonight, by the way, is Derek Jeter night.
Now that I think will be cool.
At Yankee Stadium. Doubleheader because they got rained out yesterday. So it's two at Yankee Stadium for Mother's Day.
And they've been promoting it so much on ESPN. But just every time I hear number two, Derek Jeter. I mean, it just like it gives you chills, and I don't like the Yankees. I don't care enough. There's no teams I hate or anything like that.
I hate the Yankees.
Yeah, but I'm one of those people that thinks if you can't get on board with Derek Jeter, I don't know.
Well,
the dude did everything right all the time.
He's okay. I mean,
he's okay.
He was a good baseball player. They do promote how he didn't get in trouble and all this stuff, but what he was good at was hiding how much of a playboy he was. He was definitely a playboy.
Well, no, of course. I'm talking about on the baseball field.
Oh yeah, as far as doing everything right on the baseball.
Yeah.
Well, I heard him. They've also been touting how great he was at not getting in trouble and the Yankee way and all this stuff. And
Check your cell phones at the door.
Yeah, don't make him out to be this.
Didn't he have like gift bags?
Yeah, gift bags for the parting one night standers. Yeah, yeah. Here's a gift bag for you. Yeah, check your cell phone at the door.
That is so much nicer than some other people like that.
True, but he's no choir boy, is what I'm saying. They're making him out to be just Mr. Perfect, straight-laced, didn't do anything wrong. He just was smart enough to.
He wasn't married during that time, though.
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah.
So, I mean,
I'm saying
what's wrong with him doing that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, but they paint a different picture of him, I guess. That's what I mean. They paint just a slightly different picture of him. I tell you, one of the greatest baseball plays in my memory is the one he made against the Oakland A's in the postseason, where he runs from shortstop to in front of the plate to back up a throw to the plate and flips it to home for the out at the plate. I mean, the thought, the baseball intelligence to do that, the hustle and effort to get there and do it, and then the execution of it, it is, in my mind, one of the top five baseball plays I've ever seen. That's the greatness of Jeter. As far as being a captain, he was a great captain for that baseball team. No doubt about that. He's a good player.
Matthew Lawrence just texted me and said, thank you, Mary Jo.
Isn't he a Mets fan, though? Oh, now we're going to get it. Too bad we got to get to Josh Moore next.
Mm.
We'll take a break when we come back. Josh Moore of the Lexington Herald Leader on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Arctic Cat No-Brainer Sales Event is back with savings of up to $4,500 on brand-new 2015 to 2017 ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Deals include a 2016 Wildcat X1000 for just $12,999 and the 2017 Altera 400 4x4 ATV for just $3,999. It's a no-brainer. Hurry into MLS Power Sports on Parrott's Pike in Georgetown for the No-Brainer Sales Event now. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously. Ride rough. Ride tough. MLS Power Sports. Got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Your dental needs don't have to just stop at general cleaning. Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire. Visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington for all your dental needs.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, or eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue in Lexington to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Bank's floor covering.
Is Ralph there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Ralph. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Bank's floor covering?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with all the newest choices in flooring for your home. But maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Bank's floor covering. 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
Whether it's a natural disaster devastating thousands or a home fire affecting a family, the American Red Cross is there. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Kentucky Region Red Cross. Help us as we celebrate 100 years in Kentucky. Contact your local Red Cross today.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You need some rims for your ride, then go to Rim Time. You need some rims for your ride, then go to Rim Time. You need some rims for your ride, then go to Rim Time. Man, Rim Time's got my ride looking nice.
Rim Time's overstock sale's going down right now, so why are you just sitting there, man? They're slashing prices this week on the 17 to 28-inch wheels you need. You could ride today with only $50 to $100 down. That's right, you'll be riding home on a 22-inch wheel and tire set for as low as $50 a week, or get you some 26s as low as $85 a week. No credit needed and no obligation. Rim Time's beating anybody's price, so what's stopping you?
You need some rims for your ride, then go to Rim Time. You need some rims for your ride, then go to Rim Time. You need some rims for your ride, then go to Rim Time. Man, Rim Time's got my ride looking nice.
Located at 207 West New Circle Road in the Big Orange Building across from the castle. Visit rimtime.com or call 888-ASK-RIM-TIME. That's 888-ASK-RIM-TIME.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Crouched down in a stall out in the barn. Three puffs later we were.
Which Mother's Day song is this? What's it called?
Friend,
Mama Knows.
Before we got home.
I remember this song. Hold on, let me think.
She saw me coming.
Is it Leroy Parnell? Who sings it?
Is that the sausage guy?
Al Parnell. Who sings it? Oh, you don't? Oh, you got to look it up? God, that's a long time ago I heard that song. Let's go to Josh Moore. Let's see if he knows. Josh, you like country music a little bit, don't you?
I sure do. It's Shenandoah.
Shenandoah. Man. Golly, was I way off. That was bad. Shenandoah. Should have known that one.
Yeah, sort of in the same vicinity.
Leroy Parnell. Hey, in the last segment, I just trashed Derek Jeter and the Yankees, and so that got Matthew Lawrence riled up. He had to call.
Yeah, he called.
He had to call in the break and just made sure that I knew that there was nothing wrong with Derek Jeter. He's great.
Well, but, you know, this might speak to my just general disinterest in baseball sometimes. I woke up and saw an ad, you know, with Derek Jeter. What's going on? I don't even know what's happening this weekend. Is there something?
Yeah, his jersey is being retired this evening at Yankee Stadium, and so they're calling it Jeter Week, and today is Jeter Day. Let's not recognize all the mothers. Please, Derek Jeter, take the stage with your Yankees again. Please, we don't hear enough about the Yankees. And I thought you retired. But no, go ahead. On Mother's Day, be Derek Jeter. Because you were so nice to all the ladies we hear. I'm sorry, Josh. I had to get it out there again. I just get sick of people just loving all over the Yankees. So for once, this talk. If you like it, go listen to somebody who likes the Yankees. But we called you to talk football, Josh.
Actually, before we get into football, have you seen Guardians of the Galaxy 2 yet, my friend?
Yes, I have. I really enjoyed it. I'll go back and forth. I want to watch it again because I don't know if I liked it more than the first one or if I just laughed more.
I laughed more than the first one. I maybe like this one more than the first one because, I maybe like this one more.
I kind of feel like the first one might be a stronger movie, like, you know, story-wise, but I do think the second one's funnier.
Yeah.
And the first one was really funny, though, so they're great. They're both great.
Okay, on to football. Kroger Field will be the new home for at least a couple years. Do you like it, not like it? What do you think of the move?
Well, personally, I have a vested interest in it.
Yeah.
2 miles from my house, so that's nice. I think it'll be good for the city. I think locally, you know, it doesn't hurt to have that as something to strive for. You know, you can go play the state championship in your backyard. Especially, you know, the last 2 years, Lafayette makes the Class 6A game. That would have been, I mean, they could see the stadium from their field. So I think it's a good thing in that regard. I think it's better for the eastern part of the state to have that travel reduced greatly. Because you look at a map and you think, and you can calculate the mileage, but that trip's a little bit longer than the mileage suggests for a lot of those places, you know, like your Belfries especially.
Mm-hmm.
And even the folks from Northern Kentucky, I mean, if you're talking about a trip that goes from, what, 4 hours, 3-4 hours, you know, 3 hours if you're, you know, I guess, going real fast. Well,
there's
an hour and a half.
No matter where you have it, at the end of the day, it's going to be a haul for somebody.
Well, yeah, and that's why the western part of the state obviously loses not just a you know, closer venue, but you know, that's really their last thing that they had high school championship wise. I mean, the golf tournaments are down there, but those aren't. I mean, I guess they are a spectator sport, but not really. So you've got, you know, that kind of thing. And I thought that for you know, in my opinion, Western was great. The venue size was you know, maybe it was maybe a little bigger than it needed to be at this point, but it could accommodate large crowds. I thought even the last 2 years where they had to reschedule, I thought that they all, you know, worked together really well to make it work. So it's unfortunate that part of the state loses something, but there's nothing keeping it from going back. If this doesn't work out over the next 2 years, I'm sure they might look at that. But there's a lot of, you know, reasons why having it in Lexington is better, not just for, you know, for other parts of the state travel wise, but for the KSA. I mean, I think, you know, for them, it doesn't hurt to have events, you know, where they're headquartered. Because that's a lot of travel expenses on their end too. So,
and listen, I feel, you know, I feel like as a player, if I'm playing, how cool is it to play there? Not that it's not cool to play at Papa John's, or it wasn't cool to play at Western, but I don't know. I mean, I think that adds a little something for the team, just in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you get to play in an SEC venue. And I think the size of the venue gets played up a lot. I don't know if when you're on – I mean, I've never played football. I don't know. You know, maybe it would be different. I don't know, though. I think if you're playing in a state championship game, it doesn't matter – what the venue like what the crowd looks like, because you know, like 7,000 people show up at Commonwealth Stadium for a Class 4A championship game. Okay, maybe it doesn't look that great. It does look better at Western, but you know, if you're playing, does it matter a whole lot?
No,
I don't know.
No.
I feel like it's worth trying.
Yeah, I tell you one thing that it appears to have helped Western is, I mean, heck, WKU had better NFL draft picks these last few years than Kentucky. I mean, they were able to recruit this state really well. You got to think that having the state championships there for what the last 8 years, 9 years has had to have helped in that regard, but. The Conference USA championship situation where WKU would have to host, that had to be quite problematic.
Oh, yeah, I think that was – I mean, because the KSA had a verbal, you know, kind of agreement in place that this – you know, that they wouldn't move the championships until after 2018. Like, that was kind of the working agreement that they had. There was no, true contract or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But – you know, that was something that they just were kind of working through, and I guess this deal comes in, and they have to deal. And when they had to deal with that, not just once, but 2 years in a row, and there's nothing stopping Western from being in that game almost every year now.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
Yes. So, it's very disruptive to the KHSA championships. I mean, it's just the fact of it.
Well, and people can say, oh, well, it's just one day, or you move the times around or whatever. That becomes a whole other day of hotel rooms. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a lot of added expense, not just for the KSA, but teams too. I mean, depending on how they want to travel. So, you know, if you can have a field that you know is not going to be occupied in any way at that time of year, and it's centrally located, you know, it's associated with the best conference in college football. I mean, there's a lot of things in Kroger Field. Sorry,
it's going to take some time.
Working in favor. I don't. They have not announced a title sponsor, but I imagine that. I can't imagine them moving it and not securing that for football.
So
I assume that'll come out, you know, within the next few months, they'll gain that. So it just seems like it's, you know, there's a lot of positives about it. So.
First, you know, I never heard anyone say, or I haven't heard anyone say they're, you know, disappointed with the football championships moving there for a couple years. But I have heard some questions, perhaps, about moving the girls' Sweet 16 to Rupp Arena. For 2019-2020. What do you think about that?
Again, I like it. One, in part because I benefit from it with my job. But
can you quit being so selfish, Josh Moore? Think about the kids.
Well, it was actually really interesting. I read Jeremy Schneider at the Advocate Messenger wrote something. He spoke with Mercer County's coach. They won the, you know, everyone knows they won the state title this year.
Mm-hmm.
I would think should be back in the event this year and be a strong contender to repeat. He kind of talked about Rupp as, you know, it doesn't really have that history associated with the women's game like it does obviously with the men's game. And that's sort of part of like the coach wants to, you know, see if it can kind of build that association. Because I think a lot of, you know, girls grow up you know, watching UK play and being UK fans. Like, that part's not different, I don't think. But there, it is interesting, that connection. Like, can that connection be built? And will the crowds turn out? Because, you know, the crowds at Northern have been not bad. I mean, they've been right there in the top kind of 10 related, you know, to all-time, you know, the all-time numbers. Because, I mean, a lot of those were at Western, too. I mean, it was there for 16 years. So I don't know. It'll be – I'm excited to see what it turns out, or rather how it turns out and what it looks like. But again, we'll see. I mean, Lexington's got to support it, too. I mean, you saw in the announcement, if they don't come up with a title sponsor in 2020,
yeah,
they may revisit the decision. So that's going to be – you know, I think someone will come to the plate, but again, that's just something we'll have to see.
Well, then don't we have to talk logistics, too, because the boys' Sweet 16 would then be moved back a week?
Well, that's something that they're very, very emphatic that is something they are going to explore. There's no, they want to explore that.
So I thought it was great the last time they did it. I thought it was outstanding they did it the last time.
Well, that's what, and I wasn't around then, but that's what everybody says. And I mean, you look at the crowd, and it definitely showed out that way. I don't know. I mean, who knows? I mean, some of that's the Dominique Hawkins factor, too. But I don't know. I feel like I would like it, because I think, and they are aware, they are cognizant of the fact that the NCAA tournament, especially that first weekend, is destroying kind of attendance.
Yeah.
I mean, it might not be back up into the, you know, six figures every year, but it ain't, but that tournament's not helping that number.
Not at all. The SEC tournament and the NCAA tournament, those 2 weeks are bad weeks to have the Sweet 16. I think it just definitely competes there. And the only issue with moving it back that last week is you have to coordinate with UK and figure out what they're going to do. That particular year, Kentucky played Florida on a Sunday instead of playing on Saturday. But they, a lot of times that does happen, where Kentucky's last game of the regular season is on a Sunday. But then...
Well, they also have to then readjust the high school basketball schedules, yes?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think if this goes into play, you're probably looking at basketball starting at least a week earlier in the regular season. Or it's always possible you could see some sort of variation in the region or district format, but I think it's more likely you're just going to start the season earlier. And then, too, I think... again, like, they would have to look at the data and see what's most feasible year in and year out. But I would think if it came to be that if they worked it out to where UK was always going to play on Sunday, because I know that game, that last game of the season, kind of jumped between Saturday and Sunday a lot.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if, and especially, you know, based on feedback from a lot of people who want to see this happen, if they went back to the semis and finals on the same day. That's not been talked about.
Yeah.
As far as I know. But that would just be kind of a guess. It's something that maybe to look for. Maybe that could be a thing that returns.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you talk to fans and they act like that's another thing that's really kind of rubbed people the wrong way. I mean, I think it's good for the semifinals to have that day myself.
Yeah.
And that spotlight. Like that game this, you know, when Bowling Green and Scott played, and, you know, Jake Homer, you know, was one shot away from you know, glory. That game kind of gets lost in the shuffle if it's played on the same day as the finals.
Yeah, I mean, so, it's played at 10 in the morning or something, you know. Yeah, I agree with that, but I see the other side of it too, is that people look at it. You're adding another day. So you're adding another night that you would have to stay if you want to stay for the tournament. And then you have to come back. You have to add a whole process of getting over there and doing all that stuff again. Whereas a Saturday, you get it all in. So I see that part of it, too. I would like to see them extend the tournament out onto Tuesday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. End it there. I think that's another thing they could look at. And I know that gets into school, but
yeah.
Come on. Just, you know, well, what? Instead, the last couple weeks of school, like these weeks we're in before school lets out, they're throwaway days. They throw these away. So you can bring these back and then, you know, discard the week during the Sweet 16.
Well, and let's be real. What, you know, people bring up school like it's some, I don't know. I've been out of high school for almost 10 years now. But you can figure out a way to make up whatever you're missing.
Yes, like, you can. It's not.
Especially kids, you know, these days. Like, the kids are smart. And if they want to learn, they'll make it work. It's not, I don't know. That argument doesn't go very far with me.
Or me either, yeah. I agree with you 100% there. And then if you had, you could have the semifinals on a Friday night, which would be great. And then you could have the finals on a Saturday. Outstanding. And then you don't. Because I just think in this day and age, I just like it a lot better to play the semifinals and the finals on two different days. I just think it's just better for the kids.
Yeah. And
it's better for the sport.
It's better for the whole entertainment factor of it, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it makes it more of an event, and it gives, you know, a little rest there. And yeah, I mean, if it's up to me, I'm keeping it as it is. But I could just see that being possibly something that, you know, it could at least come into play.
Yeah.
I would think.
Well, Josh, you're covering what? You're deep into track and field and baseball right now and softball. Is that kind of how you're bouncing around?
Yeah, so... Yeah, here in the coming weeks, the baseball season, postseason starts. You want to talk about something that still is. The postseason doesn't start. Most of the schools in the state are done after this coming week here. School spirit, yay.
We're all on family vacations at this point.
State tennis and state track and field are next weekend over at UK, so I would encourage people to come out to that. Those are... Especially, you know, I like track and field a lot myself, so it's a great chance to see a lot of pretty outstanding athletes that don't maybe have as much name recognition as your Tavion Hollingsworths or your Walker Woods, but still some pretty exceptional athletes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to see Quan Clatt. I mean, he's
old Dan.
I'm sorry, I was taking a drink of coffee.
I know, and I'm sorry. One of my good friends she's in labor.
Oh my!
And she is getting ready to push this baby out on Mother's Day.
She's about to be a mother on Mother's Day. Day.
Yeah.
Wow, that's all right. All right, Josh, we'll get you out on track and field. No, thanks for making time for this morning, and we appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the way here.
And let's hope they just go ahead and move every event within 2 miles of your house.
If only. Happy Mother's Day, Mary.
Thank you, Josh.
Josh Moore, the Lexington Herald leader here on the Dan and Mary Show.
He's always good to us.
He is. He's very good to us, yes. We got to take a quick break. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Tee it up at the Edwin Watts Golf Anniversary Sale this Thursday through Sunday with savings in every department. Find great deals on putters, wedges, hybrids, fairways, drivers, and iron sets. Save 10% on carts, travel bags, package sets, junior sets, and demo clubs. And up to 20% off apparel, shoes, and bags. It's the Edwin Watts Anniversary Sale this Thursday through Sunday. Buy with confidence at Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Serving golfers around the country since 1968.
Call 88 Heating and Air today for a free estimate on a new HVAC system. On average, we beat the other guys by 15%, and our technicians don't work on commission.
Call 88 Heating and Air today for your free estimate.
88 is on the way.
The temperatures are heating up, and so is the fun at Pazzo's. Pazzo's is Lexington's number one place to watch sports. Catch all the games at Pazzo's while feasting on the best hand-tossed pizza in the Bluegrass. Wings, bone-in or bone-out, burgers, salads, and more. With 47 beers on tap and the largest draft selection in Central Kentucky, Pazzo's Pizza Pub has something for everyone. Pazzo's Pizza Pub, celebrating 17 years of pouring craft beers. Pazzo's Pizza Pub on Limestone across from campus. Or check them out on the web at pazzospizzapub.com.
What if we told you there's a quick, easy way to get rid of the daily hassles of contacts and glasses? And even better, what if it could cost as little as $250? Well, it's all true, all thanks to LASIK Plus. Now, for a limited time only, LASIK Plus can help fix your vision for only $250 per eye. With over 1.5 million procedures performed, LASIK Plus will recommend the best treatment for your nearsightedness, farsightedness, or astigmatism for our lowest price ever, $250. Check out our reviews online and see for yourself what real patients are saying about LASIK Plus. To schedule your free LASIK exam, call us at 844-338-2020 or visit LASIK250.com. That's 844-338-2020 or visit LASIK250.com. LASIK Plus, you won't believe your eyes, or our amazing $250 LASIK special. Results may vary. Restrictions apply. See details at LASIK250.com.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
Five seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
ESPN, Sports Radio 1300, WLXG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. The Warriors and Spurs face off in Game 1 of the NBA's Western Conference Finals today. San Antonio All-Star forward Kawhi Leonard will play in the opener despite an injured ankle. Leonard, just one reason the Spurs could spell trouble for Golden State, explains Warriors play-by-play broadcaster Tim Roy.
Kawhi Leonard's one of the best two-way players in the game, so you always have to be aware of where he is and who he's guarding or where he has the ball on the offensive end, and he gets to the free throw line, and that's a strength of San Antonio. But also, too, I think they can really give us some problems with their offensive rebounding.
Tim Roy on Dickerson and Hood. Coverage of the opener, 2:30 Eastern, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, 3 Eastern on ABC and the Watch ESPN app. Predators and Ducks meet up in Game 2 of the NHL's West Final tonight. Nashville has a 1-0 series lead. Baseball. Cubs outfielder Chris Bryant out the last two games with a stomach virus, questionable today against the Cardinals. After a stint on the DL with a blister on his right middle finger, Toronto's Aaron Sanchez returns and gets the call against Seattle. The Yankees will honor Derek Jeter tonight by retiring his number 2 and unveiling his plaque in Monument Park before the Sunday night baseball matchup versus the Astros, 6:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN. Diamondbacks catcher Chris Iannetta remains under evaluation after being hit in the mouth by a pitch Friday. Iannetta received stitches in his upper lip, suffered some fractured teeth, and a broken nose. Driver Eric Almirola in stable condition after a fiery wreck at Kansas Speedway last night in the NASCAR Cup Series race.
Without two of their stars, San Antonio was able to knock off Houston. Can they now pull off the upset and beat Golden State? We'll ask Bomani Jones when he joins the show Monday morning. It's Mike and Mike, starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
And now for a message from Gerber Life Grow Up Plan. Attention parents and grandparents, do you want to help give your child a great financial head start in life? You can. For just pennies a day now, you can give them $10,000 in whole life insurance that doubles to $20,000 at no extra cost during age 18. Later on, regardless to their health or job, your child has a right to buy additional coverage at adult rates, providing total coverage of up to $100,000. The Grow Up Plan also builds cash value you can borrow from. Low childhood rates that lock in for the life of the policy, benefits that double, plus the right to add more. That's security and valuable protection from Gerber Life, a name known and respected for generations. Get started now. Call Gerber Life Grow Up Plan at 800-461-7264. That's 800-461-7264. Or visit us at mygrowupplan.com. Remember, it costs you just pennies a day now. For free information or to sign up now, call 800-461-7264. Gerber Life Insurance Company, White Plains, New York, 10605. Policy Form Series GPP 12, Policy Form ICC 12, GPP. The Grow Up Insurance Policy contains terms which may affect the benefits provided. Please contact us for costs and details of coverage. Interest rates apply to any policy loans.
Call ADA Heating and Air today for a free estimate on a new HVAC system. On average, we beat the other guys by 15%, and our technicians don't work on commission.
Call ADA Heating and Air today for your free estimate.
ADA is on the way.
Save a life at a Kentucky Blood Center mobile blood drive or donor center. You may be the only match for a Kentucky patient's unique need. Live local. Give local with Kentucky Blood Center. Visit kybloodcenter.org for details.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Joe Perino.
We never travel to exotic lands. We only ever really visit friends.
Well, last hour we mentioned just briefly that, you know, Melissa McCarthy was on Saturday Night Live again. And so last night, though, at some point I caught the movie, part of the movie Bridesmaids was on TV. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
With Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph, yeah.
And
Kim, Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig, that's the name I was trying to think of. And then Melissa McCarthy is...
That's kind of where she showed up on the scene.
Yes.
Right? That was like her first big thing.
She was in... What was it in where she was... It's Bridesmaids. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Okay, anyway. One of the funniest movie scenes there is after they go to the Brazilian restaurant and eat. And then they go on to try wedding dresses at the richest... fanciest place to try on wedding dresses. And then as they're all in those wedding dresses, the Brazilian food hits them. They've been poisoned. And they all of a sudden have to go both ends. And I mean, what happens after that?
Yeah.
I laugh till I almost pass out. I laugh so hard at that scene.
Yeah. And I think Melissa McCarthy's in the sink, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah.
She goes to the sink. The blonde woman from Reno 911 has her head in the toilet, and she tells her not to go in the sink. And Melissa McCarthy says, "Look away! Look away!" And the other woman's telling her back, "No, don't. No, no." She's like, "Look away!" And she is sitting on the sink. And then one of the other girls comes in to throw up in the toilet and doesn't look ahead and throws up on the back of the other woman's head. Oh, my gosh. It is one of the funniest scenes. Yeah, Melissa McCarthy in that movie. What is the other movie, like, right after that or before that she had? Right in there she had one that was...
Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah, and she's very aggressive as far as, like, being... Someone who would...
Was it the cop movie with Sandra Bullock?
No. I think that was afterward. But the opening of Saturday Night Live last night was pretty good. How what they did is they pulled a mother out of the audience and took the mother on a tour backstage. And Melissa McCarthy was pretty funny throughout that. But it was pretty good that that's how they decided to start the show. But... man. Yeah, anytime if I see Bridesmaids is on, I'll stop and flip over there just to see if it's close to that scene. It's just too funny.
That's like an underrated, super funny movie.
Yes. It is. Now, Mother's Day. How about this one? Did you see the quintuplets born at UK Chandler Hospital?
Yeah, I did. That is... Whew!
5.
18 years.
5. Woo. Versailles couple Jordan and Brianna Driscoll on May 2nd. The mother had a C-section 3 days into her 28th week of pregnancy to deliver 5 babies. I mean, 39 weeks is the ideal situation, right?
Yeah. 39, 40.
So that's, you know, 11, 12 weeks early. But 5 of them in there.
Yeah. It's hard to carry.
I mean, she had a litter. She
didn't have 5 babies to term.
So she was admitted to the hospital at 22 weeks into pregnancy. So she spent a total of overall 10 weeks in the hospital. Oh. But the babies are still in the neonatal intensive care unit and doing well, according to doctors. The babies are named Zoe Hart, Asher Blaze, Gavin Lane, Dakota Faith, and Holland Grace. If those are not 2010s names, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like every one of them. None of those are traditional.
You mean 2017?
2010s, like the decade of
Oh, okay.
The
okay.
10th. Yeah.
I thought you. Sorry.
That's what, yeah.
Yes. Yes. It is hard enough to pick out a name. I can't imagine the fights and the... I guess everyone gets to pick their name then.
Yeah. I mean...
Because it's tough to settle on one name.
Yeah.
To settle on... To have to deal with 5 names. But I guess
well, 10. I mean, they wound up 10.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you got 2. Zoe Hart. Asher Blaze. Gavin Lane, Dakota Faith, and Holland Grace.
I love them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're great.
Oh, I'm not putting them down. They're just all very unique.
Now, it says they've been offered to do a few reality shows already.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable.
Which, would you do that?
They find you immediately, don't they? I mean, there's so many channels that have to provide programming now. It's like...
I mean, what would you do? Had you had 5, you know, you're having 5. Okay. Now, in your current situation, just like what would you do with 5? Like you can't do it by yourself.
No.
Okay. There's added expense because it's 5 kids.
That's the part that's mind blowing.
Diapers.
You couldn't.
Food.
One of you couldn't work. Because the daycare would be that it'd be impossible. Like there's no way to put 5 babies in daycare at the same time.
And then how do you, one person, take care of 5 babies at one time?
I don't know.
Let's just say one day they were just a tad staggered as far as going to the bathroom in their diaper. That's 5.
Or eating.
How many hours would it take to do 5 if it's like every 15 minutes? I mean, you could be doing diaper duty all day.
You are nonstop feeding and changing constantly.
Feeding and changing constantly.
There can't be, because they don't all sleep at the same time. There's not, you know.
And then if it's just one of you, what if you just stayed at home and took care of 5 babies? Would you be alive after the first few weeks?
Well, there's that whole thing that I'm imagining in my head of, you know, the person that chooses to stay home and then the one that goes to work. And when that one comes home from work and say they've had kind of a tough day at work.
Yeah.
And they walk in the door. My immediate reaction would be, take care of these babies. Like, I don't care what your hard day at work was. And I just imagine, like, to keep a marriage going during that time and find any sort of moments for yourself would be nearly impossible. Now, you had, you know, you have twins, so you have two that do things at the same time.
I can't imagine. Double that plus one.
Yeah, double that plus one.
So there is no way, financially, it's going to be easy. It's a tough deal financially, and you have to lose income to be able to take care of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Which is why, like, a reality show offer would definitely be something that you'd think you'd have to consider.
Because they would provide, you know, quite a bit of revenue for you, some financial assistance. But how much of... you know that all the embarrassing moments are going to be exposed on TV. That's going to happen. And whatever...
And they'll be there forever, into perpetuity. Like, that stuff never goes away. You can always Google it.
Yeah.
10, 15 years from now, it'll be there.
Whatever, you know, marital... I mean, that stuff's going to be... Look, in a marriage, you do fight and you do say things sometimes you shouldn't say. You don't mean? Yeah, just stuff happens. For that to be out there would just be the worst.
Can I say real quick? So, Brad gave us a list of all of Melissa McCarthy's movies since Bridesmaids, and none of them are funny. It's crazy, right? Because she is hilarious. This is 40. Is a good movie, but it's not a comedy, really. I mean, it's more of like a dark comedy, kind of. I mean, Spy, I saw that. Oof. The Boss, I saw that. Oof.
Yeah, Bridesmaids is it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Ghostbusters,
that's what made her, yeah. Well, would you do the reality show? Would you do it?
Obviously, there's certain things you have to consider, but yeah, I would. I mean, I wouldn't, you know. You'd have to set some ground rules and things like that, and it would definitely depend on how much they're paying. But yeah, there's just how else can you quickly amass thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars when one of you is quitting working?
Yeah, it's a tough deal.
Wouldn't you consider it?
I'd have to consider it, but then I know that there would be an added stress of these other people.
Yeah, of course,
that aren't part of my family. That are always there and always rolling. I mean, that just adds to it. I got five babies, and we're trying to keep it together here, and now you're here with a camera?
You know, of course, there's the famous John and Kate plus eight.
They're not together anymore.
No, and it's hard to say if that was because of a reality show, or like I said, I can see it just being such a strain on a marriage. It's tough with two kids, as you will, I'm sure, attest to. It's tough with two to really say, let's set aside some time for you and I, even just to go to dinner, to go to a movie. Certainly to go on vacation together is a whole lot of doing by the time you get, you know, people, you know, the kids to be watched and get their schedules and all that stuff. So that can be tricky with two kids. You aren't asking someone to watch five babies. You just aren't, like, you can't ask someone to watch five babies.
No. Well, happy Mother's Day, Brianna Driscoll, and good luck to you and Jordan and these five babies. Wow. Let's go to the phone lines. Our man, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Got a couple of different things I want to hit up for you. Is look up Johnny Guitar Watson, a real mother for you. It's an old 70s funk song, and it is great. His mother is actually on the album cover with him in a little wooden car. So, but if you hear it, I guarantee, if y'all don't like it, I'll take you out to lunch sometime. But I guarantee both of you like it. Now, a good Mother's Day movie, what is that? Will You Shoot My Mother? Will You Kill My Mother? What was that?
Don't Throw Mama from the Train?
Yeah, that was
throw
it.
Mama
throw
it
Mama
was
from the Train, yeah.
Throw Mama from the Train.
Alan!
Much better than the Sylvester Stallone offering, Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Oh,
yeah, that was the one I was thinking about. That was it. But anyways, talking about having a bunch of kids, when my niece was just, of course, this is when I was real young. My sister-in-law took her to babysitter, and this woman had 8 children, all from 3 down. And she said, how do you take care of all of these kids? She said, well, they get fussy. I just turn on the oven, stick their heads in there a little bit, and they go right to sleep.
Oh.
And that's true. My sister-in-law called the authorities that day.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine somebody doing that to kids? Oh. Hey, the Reds are playing pretty good baseball right now.
They are.
They're keeping up with the Cubs. You know, and what I noticed, the Reds and the Cubs are both have better away records than home records. That doesn't make any sense.
It does not make any sense.
No.
Yeah.
That typically evens itself out, I think, over the course of a season.
Yeah, it does. But, no, I had to. I wish y'all to look up that song. You'll love it. It's probably about 78, 77. And it's just Johnny Guitar Watson. He was really a jazz punk player. And it's a really a good song. Have your man let y'all listen to it on break, and you'll love it. And I got really grossed out the day. I was going to make some baked beans, and I already put my brown sugar and my sorghum in there, and I had my jowl bacon to put on top of it, and I was stirring it, and there was this great big long white hair in it. I just took it outside and threw them away.
Oh, man.
Because neither with my wife I have white hair. She has black hair, and my hair's dusty, but it's short. My hair wasn't 12 inches long. I just grossed me out, man. I had to throw them away.
Hey, did you make it over to the Crawfish Festival this weekend?
No, I had my grandsons here, and they wanted to play football in the backyard, and of course I acted like I was playing.
That
was basically let them run and hit each other.
Yeah.
I just encouraged them to tackle each other harder. I said, you got to make it hurt if you're going to play football. And they look at me like I'm crazy. Poor old Braylon. He's this little bitty old skinny boy, and then Noah, he's a hoss. Noah's 10 years old, and he's 5'5".
Good grief.
180.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yes, that's...
Yeah, at that age. And then Braylon's 11, and he's like 5'2", and probably weighs 60 pounds soaking wet. They're just the opposite. But no, Mary Jo, I hope you have a great Mother's Day. And I'm like you, my kids are grown. I just assume they stay at home now. Don't come down here and try to eat my food.
Didn't you already eat enough of my food?
Yeah, they're all grown, so y'all just stay at home. Now, one daughter, I don't mind her coming too much because she lives in Goshen and she owns her own business, so she didn't get to come, like the other kids. But the other kids around her, bugging me all the time. It's like, can y'all just go home?
Yep.
Will you work on my lawnmower? It's like, do you think I'm going to start charging you to work on these lawnmowers? but Mary Jo, you have a great Mother's Day, and I hope you get to relax and kick back and take it easy.
That's the plan, Joe.
Yeah. You all take
that
care.
That is the plan.
Good to talk to you.
All right. Thank you, Joe. 381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
What is the food one eats in the morning? What is that meal called?
Breakfast.
Then why do you not call it that?
What did I say?
Breakfast.
Breakfast.
Why do you pronounce it that way?
The New York thing, man.
Dan Lebatard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today. to be a good role model to these kids and their friends so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children. Offices Lexington.
Dan, everyone knows Courtesy is the best place to buy a car.
That's right. It's also the best place to sell your car. We want to buy your vehicle, no matter what make, model, or condition. Just bring the car to Courtesy. It won't beat any written offer by $300.
Selling your car at Courtesy is easy. Bring us your car, we'll appraise it, make you an offer, and cut you a check. Right on the spot.
Turn your car into cash at Courtesy.
Visit us on Nicholsville Road next to the Fayette Mall or CourtesyOnWheels.com. And that's what we like to call...
Sweet.
This is our point of view. Don't just build an SUV. Build the SUV you want to drive. Build the new 2017 Acura MDX. Give it room for up to 7 passengers. An integrated dynamic system with 3 unique drive modes. And safety features that see what you might miss. Standard. The new 2017 Acura MDX. Acura. Precision-crafted performance.
Lease a 2017 Acura RDX as low as $299 a month at Courtesy Acura or CourtesyAcura.com.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
There you go, Joe. There's your song.
We found it.
Johnny Guitar Watson. What's the name of the song? Real Mother for Ya. That's definitely from the 70s. No doubt about that.
Wanna buy a new car, but the price ain't right.
Okay. You know, today the playoffs resume basketball. The Western Conference Finals at 3:30. It's Golden State and San Antonio. Here on our
air. I think this is when it gets, it's really good.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that. That's at 3:30. But also the Reds and Giants play at 3:30. The Reds and Giants played until 3 in the morning Friday, I believe. Who won yesterday? The Reds win yesterday? I don't even know. I didn't check.
Must have, because Joe called and said they've been playing good baseball.
But so the Reds, the Cardinals, and the Cubs. Reds, Cardinals, Cubs, all three of them playing about, hovering around the top, hovering around the lead there. They're all still in it. At this point in the season, the teams at the top of the Central Division are the Cubs and the Cardinals and the Reds, all three of them. For the Reds to sustain this long. But you always wonder with the Reds, when is it going to... Oh, the Giants won yesterday's game 3-1. But you always... There's always that thing with the Reds is how long can they keep it up? How long can they keep it up? How long can they keep it up? Whereas you have faith the Cardinals and the Cubs will be there at the end. Whereas you would have no surprise if after the All-Star break, the Reds fell apart.
Not a surprise at all.
Right. But it would be nice to see the Reds stay in this thing, hang around, because they are so small market style. You know, they gave all their money to Joey Votto, and they've had, you know, some people that were for Brian Price sticking around, and some people were for getting rid of Brian Price, and there are plenty of people that disagree with some of his decisions, but, you know, they don't have a Brandon Phillips there anymore. They had Todd Frazier, who's rising star. They had to deal him. So it's the kind of baseball I like, where you have the smaller team and the unknown names, and you have to bring it up through the farm system. You have to build it, and then it's not a payroll. Like the Cubs have a nice payroll. They got a Rizzo and a Bryant and all these guys.
Yeah, but you know they've had that payroll for a while, right? Mm-hmm. And it just finally paid off last year.
I mean, they did some homegrown.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, you need that.
Yeah. All right, John's on the line. Good morning, John.
Morning, Dan and MJ. How are you?
Good.
Good. How are you?
My third favorite, John.
Wait, who's the first two?
Well, my dad and my husband, I have to go with them.
Well, that's a good point. One gave you life and the other could take your life.
sometimes you waver at like 1.5, though.
Well, as you guys probably know, while you were just talking about this, Clint, or as I refer to them as my lead in Woodford Sun, a possible co-ed basketball team here pretty soon, are from Brazil, and I talked to them, the family, not the kids. I talked to
the
parents.
So the kids stiffed you, basically.
They did. They're continuing their policy of no comment. and I'll be honest, they've got a little growing to do before they're going to be able to be real competitive on the hardwood.
How big are they right now? Are they still?
Yeah, their highest weight, when I checked their weights with their parents, this was maybe Monday night, was 2 pounds.
Wow.
Mm. So you've got no center. You've got no power forward. but I mean, they could be, you know, the boys could be with Coach Cal in 5-6 years, and he'll be saying, this is my youngest team ever.
Check it out. We're the youngest team out there. Yep. Now, is the prognosis good for all the babies? Because that is pretty itty-bitty.
Oh, yes, and they're going to be in there until their due date, which I think is in mid-late July. They were when I spoke to them. I'm going to try to check again with them today because this is sort of our homegrown story, and we need to be able to keep it a reality show. But happy Mother's Day, by the way, MJ.
Thank you. Thank you very much. But, yeah, I mean, how are they doing? Like, I guess maybe... You know, you don't have to adjust to having them all at home right away, but that's also a hard thing to not have your babies at home with you.
Well, that's true, but I'm thinking if I'm the dad, I'm just going to ride this out and say, you guys keep them as long as you want them. I'll come visit on the weekends if there's not a ball game. but they've got a real team helping them here in Brazil. There's diaper drive and one of those GoFundMe sites, and so they're going to have a lot of support. But I can't imagine what that would be like. And because I'm remembering, when we were raising Anna, who's now 18 and off to college, if I thought she was overshooting, so to speak, her diaper budget, I just pull her food dish. And so I'm hoping that the Driscolls don't have to do that. But so far, they're going to have a lot. Looks like they're going to have a lot of support.
Well, yeah, they're going to need it.
Reality show, boom! Reality show, presidency. Who knows?
It's the fastest way to the White House now.
It is.
Well, I hope you guys have a great Mother's Day, and I'll be listening.
Thank you for the update, John.
Same
we appreciate
to you.
It.
Yes,
yeah, we'll check in with you because I'll be interested once these guys come, all the babies get home.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah. I can't imagine what that's going to be like, but I guess we'll all know soon.
Thank you, Johnny.
Take care, guys. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. John McGarry, you can check out his work at the Woodford Sun.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
He is quite a storyteller.
He is. There's no doubt about it.
Not just in his, professional.
Yeah.
Professionally, he's a great storyteller.
Yes.
But off the air.
As well.
Pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just can't imagine it. Five.
Whew.
It's going to be something else. It's going to be something else. But it's good to hear that they've already,
yes,
they're going to have some support, that they get, the community's going to rally around them there. You know, we had Cheryl Truman on yesterday. And she mentioned the Edley barbecue.
Oh, yeah, and we didn't really even get to talk about it.
Well, my wife went over there, and she said it was good. Very good. Tried the barbecued nachos. One of my sons, his big thing, he loves fried pickles. Loves them. So they had those. They were great. So good reviews from Edley's. They were initially were going to go to Shake Shack, and that was out of the question when they got over there.
No, yesterday was too nice of a day, and and the line. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be a while before I head that way. All right, we got to take a break. We'll take more of your calls, 381-1313. And when we come back, just some updates on some stuff going on, UK-related, after this on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Promo West Productions presents Bunbury Music Festival 2017. June 2nd through the 4th with live performances from Muse, Wiz Khalifa, G-Eazy, Moon Taxi, and many more. 3 days of live music from over 40 bands. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com or BunburyFestival.com/tickets. Bunbury Music Festival 2017, brought to you by Promo West Productions. We know today, you don't just want a deal, you want a steal. And that's just what you'll find at Kasai Oriental Rug Outlet. With more than 5,000 rugs in stock and 100,000 more online, we offer the largest selection of quality rugs in the Midwest. All sizes, colors, and styles. New, old, antique, and all on sale at prices so low, they should be illegal. We beat any store or online prices by 20% guaranteed. Kasai Oriental Rug Outlet in the Idle Hour Shopping Plaza on Richmond Road in Lexington. Visit us at KasaiRugs.com. That's K-H-A-Z-A-I Rugs.com. Or call 272-4900. Kasai, we make luxury affordable.
Play the courses the champions play. The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. The 2017 NCGOA National Course of the Year. Our Pete Dye course hosts the first ever Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank this July. French Lick's Donald Ross course is looking good as it turns 100 this summer and hosts the Donald Ross Centennial Classic Symmetra Tour event. Book your golf vacation now at FrenchLick.com.
At Paris Animal Welfare Society, located in Bourbon County, we fight every day to help give the stray and abandoned animals of Central Kentucky a second chance at a wonderful life. Of course, we don't do this work alone. PAWS relies on a team of volunteers and animal fosters who are passionate about ensuring that each animal finds their perfect forever family. If you live in the Lexington Paris area and love animals like we do, we want you to join us in our life-saving work. Sign up today to become an animal foster or volunteer by visiting our website at www.pawspets.org. That's PAWSpets.org.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Mother.
Yeah.
Tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words.
Oh, yeah. What Happy Mother's Day. Mother. From Danzig.
Mother!
Don't know any other Danzig songs.
Oh, no, no.
Not a single other one.
No. I was at the ballpark for one of Sam's games last weekend and did have someone tell me that I should stop singing on the radio.
Someone said you should stop singing on the radio.
Yeah.
Did you tell them, if you don't like it, you can tune to another station?
No.
As long as it's in the LM Communications family.
No, I mean, I understand. My singing voice isn't all it's...
Yeah, mine's not either, but, I mean, you should know that. It's not like, you know, we're killing animals with our voices or anything.
I get carried away sometimes when a song comes on that I like or know. Yeah.
Mother! De'Aaron Fox said, when asked how he felt he stacked up against Markelle Fultz and Lonzo Ball, says, I feel like I'm the best. If they're drafted above me, I'm cool with it. You have to play basketball at the end of the day. Well, he outplayed Lonzo Ball.
We saw
that. Markelle Fultz, I saw him several times during the season. I was thoroughly impressed. Is he better than Fox? I don't know. Maybe. But not by much, if he is.
No.
And Fultz shoots the ball a little better.
I mean, I've never seen him play.
Oh, he's good. No doubt about it. I guess he's kind of projected by most as number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number one pick. You know, the combine ended, and the mystery continues with Diallo. There's just no real feel for how it's going to go. He's going to work out for teams next week. And
so he has, what, 10 days?
Yeah.
The 24th, is that the deadline?
The 24th is it. And today is the, what, 14th?
Yep, so we'll know in a week and a half. Yeah. My personal belief is that he's going to stay in the draft. There's going to be a team that either has two first-round picks or that is, solid enough today that they don't need immediate help from the draft, that they will, I hate to say take a flyer on him, but, you know, mm-hmm. We haven't really seen him play a ton at all. But I do think he'll be picked in the first round.
Yeah, I don't know. The unknown is what they see when he works out for them. They'll see him play some when he works out, and then maybe, you know, a team will see something there where they're like, woo. Now, I mean, they talked about,
to me,
you know, Briscoe yeah. talked about him being a defender in practice. And
well, the wingspan is crazy. The athletic ability is off the charts. To me, when he decided not to play 5-on-5, that was when I really thought he's leaning towards staying in the draft.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, the...
Because why not get the feedback then? I don't know. I just think he's staying in.
I can't say. It's too hard for me to... I could go either way with it. I think I could see the case the other way for him as well.
I also do think in... 5 years when we're watching the NBA, that De'Aaron Fox will be one of the premier point guards. I do think, you always hate the comparisons, but he truly does compare well to John Wall. I mean, mm-hmm. He just does yeah. project that way. And look at how much better shooting the ball John Wall has gotten
yes.
over the last few years. I mean, the speed stuff, you just can't. There's nothing, you either have that or you don't.
Yeah.
And he's got that. He's got Ooh. That speed. I think he probably will have to get a little bit better defensively. And his shot can get better, just like I think Walls has improved greatly.
Yeah, John Wall's shot has been way better. I mean, he makes a three to win the game yeah. the other night. I mean,
but even
better.
His just like his pull-up jumpers,
yeah.
You know,
mid-range.
Yeah, you don't dread him taking those.
He is still so good at getting to the basket.
Yeah.
He made a 360 spin move on Olenek the other day. That was just ridiculous. Full speed. I mean, just coming. And that's what Fox has. He has that speed with the ball. But you see the kind of beating John Wall takes down there. So Fox is going to have to add some muscle, add some
weight.
He was,
what, 170 pounds?
Yeah. Just not much. Not much at all. Yeah. We mentioned the UK-Tennessee baseball series. UK goes for the sweep today. That game's at 1 o'clock. And they have just been crushing the ball, killing it. The UK softball team got knocked out of the SEC tournament this week in the quarterfinals, won their first round game, but then lost to Auburn. And so tonight at 10 o'clock on ESPN2, the NCAA tournament show. So UK softball will find out if it's a host, gets to host a region. It won't be one of the top 8 seeds, but could host a region still, or they'll find out if they're going elsewhere. Also this weekend, John Toth, which was crazy. We thought for sure John Toth was going to get drafted.
Well, or at least sign a free agent deal right coming out of the draft.
All these other guys signed yeah. free agent deals.
That Boone happens Williams, all the time.
Marcus McWilson, J.D. Harmon, several other guys signed undrafted free agent deals immediately. And Toth was still out there. So then that was that report that came out that he wasn't fully healthy, which no one knew that around here. So now this weekend he's trying out for the Rams at rookie minicamp for the LA Rams. So we'll see. Hopefully he gets he's too good to not get a shot.
Yes.
He should definitely get a shot. No doubt about it.
All right, so the latest mock draft for NBADraft.net has 3 point guards with the first three picks. Fultz, Ball, and Fox. Fox going third to the Lakers.
So of course, not pleased with D'Angelo Russell there in L.A.? Is that it?
I guess. I feel like I've heard he's trade bait. Like they're trying to move him. But they have Fox at 3, Malik Monk at 9, Bam Adebayo at 18, and at 20, Hamidou Diallo.
NBADraft.net.
Mm-hmm. They've got Hami at 20.
Who runs that one? That's not the Jonathan Givony.
No. I don't know who runs it.
Because that's NBA Draft Express. That's the one I think, because Givony seems to be there. He's where he has the connections, you know.
Okay, well, let's look up that one. So he's got De'Aaron Fox at 5, Malik Monk at 7. And then Donovan Mitchell, they've got him at 12.
That's pretty high.
That's the highest I've seen for him. So he doesn't even have... He has Bam in the second round at 32. I think Bam goes first round, and he has Hamidou Diallo at 35, early second round.
What does it say was his update on that?
As of 2 days ago.
Yeah. So after the combine, he'll probably update this today or tomorrow, I would think. By the way, Michaela Epps, the rosters came out for the Chicago team.
Mm-hmm.
She's on it. She's in.
That's awesome.
Because she went so late.
Surprisingly late.
Yes. That there was a thought that, well, you know, there may be something that's not likable about her by these teams, and maybe she's not going to be on a team. She's not going to, but she made the roster. So good for Michaela, living in the big city now. One more segment left on Mother's Day. I have a topic to talk about.
Okay.
That we could, but we don't have to because it's not really Mother's Day feeling. But it's just craziness is what it is.
We can do it.
And it's not about Trump. There is enough Trump talk.
It's not about Trump.
There is enough out there for you to get. There's no, you don't tune into this show to hear what we think about it. That's for sure. So we will talk sports, food, and other crazy stuff. Not Trump.
There we go.
So more not Trump next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters has everything you need for your car, truck, SUV, or Jeep, including professional window tinting. Don't settle for cheap film when you can have the best, starting at just $59. We have 3 full-time technicians ready to install your window tinting, 35% to as dark as a limousine. Don't wait for days just to be disappointed. Plus, we'll beat any sale price. You'll also save on thousands of accessories. Remote car starts, every brand of truck covers, including back and X-Tang tonneau covers, tires, wheels, hitches, and Jeep accessories, leveling kits and lip kits, including BMW fifth wheel. At Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, spray-on bedliners, toolboxes, backup cameras, and even car stereos are at fantastic prices. WeatherTech floor liners as low as $89. And we'll beat any internet price. It's all at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters behind Aurora Pools and Spas just off West New Circle Road.
There is a place right here in Kentucky where a total stranger will give you food and shelter when disaster strikes. There is a place where you can support your community by donating blood, volunteering, or making a contribution. That place is the American Red Cross. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Red Cross Kentucky Region. Help us celebrate our 100th anniversary by becoming involved today. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS to find a Red Cross near you.
All week at Meijer, find hot deals and savings across the store. Fresh asparagus is $1.88 per pound. And certified Angus beef T-bone or porterhouse steaks are just $6.49 per pound. For laundry day, Arm & Hammer laundry detergent is just $2.99. Plus, starting this Friday through Saturday at the Meijer 2-Day Sale, find extra hot prices and save over $50 with Meijer Bucks. Exclusions apply. See all the deals and our full ad at Meijer.com.
Banks floor covering.
You have cell phones there?
Why would you need a cell phone?
So I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere, Derek.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks with all their flooring needs, but we don't need you calling every day.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We do have something for everyone. Banks floor covering, 1117 Winchester Road, just off New Circle Road in Lexington.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Very solemn. I was hoping the bells were over by the time that
There we go.
This is not a good Mother's Day song, by the way. It's a horrible one.
Yeah, you had me, but I never had you.
Yeah, it's basically a song from John Lennon to his mother that you messed me up. You emotionally damaged me by not being the mother that I had desired.
There's a lot of mother's songs like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a mother is so important.
We can do some damage to our kids now.
Yeah. So important. You know, the lovingness, the kindness, the caring. That stuff has to be there.
Mm-hmm.
In public, gosh, you see some of that. What do you do in public when you see some of that craziness? When you see a mother, you know, say something to her kid or act a certain way to her kid. I feel none of my business.
None of my business.
Yeah. Even if she slaps her kid, I still don't think it's any of my business, because I come from a time and era where slapping your child does not mean you need to be behind bars. Some kids need a slap. I mean, I think so. But in this day and age, I don't believe in hitting them like a spanking and that sort of thing. Not as much. I mean, I just feel...
Here's what I think I need to do better as a mom, and I think probably we all could do a little bit better of this. I struggle with it all the time. I need to let my kids do some things on their own.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so hard for me. Mm-hmm. It is so hard for me. There'll be times where John will say, "Hey, Sam, bring your plate in," and I'll be like, "I got it. I got the plates." And Sam will be like, "Okay." I mean, he just like,
yeah,
he's 11 and last night we had steaks and I said, "Do you want me to cut your meat?" And he said, "Yeah." Okay. And John said, "No, you're old enough to cut your own meat. Why don't you cut?" And he's like, "I know I am. I just don't want to." And I said, "Okay, I'll cut your meat."
You're too sweet, Mary Jo.
Well, and it's one of those things, like it's going to end up just ruining him because... Yeah. I remember, and my mom did this, was the same way with us. Mm. I never did laundry until I went to college. I had no idea how to use a washing machine.
Yeah.
I mean, at all, because my mom just did all that stuff for us.
Yeah.
Our clothes were folded and put away, and that was that. I never knew how they ended up there. I put them in a laundry chute, and they came back the next day, folded, and in my drawer. It is. So I need to do a better job of allowing my kids to do stuff, making them do stuff on their own, even though they roll their eyes at me because they're so used to me doing it. I need to do better with that.
Well, when, you know, it all goes up to your upbringing. If you had a mother that, you know, did that, then that's kind of the way you model. My wife and I both had parents who made us do laundry. So my 8-year-old twin boys, they fold laundry sometimes.
Yeah, that's...
They do.
I mean, Sam would have no idea what that was about.
Yeah, they might complain about it, and then I remind them all the stuff that we do for them, and that all we're asking you to do is the two of you together team up on one thing of laundry that, oh, by the way, is also your underwear clothes, yeah. and socks.
Yeah.
While the TV's on, sit your butt down and fold the laundry. Yeah, I don't. I did find myself as they were growing up, though. I did it more out of convenience, like doing things for them instead of having them do it themselves. I don't want to clean up the mess that you're going to make by not doing it properly. Mm-hmm. So even when I might ask them to fold clothes, be like, ah, this is a mess. You're making a pig's ear out of these things.
Yeah.
Just get out of the way. Get.
Yes.
But then I realized one of my sons, at least.
Will just always fold yes. clothes poorly because right. they know that. Yeah.
He has learned do something poorly and someone, dad, will step in and do it. So now it's do it right. Now it's do it right. And I don't care how long it takes you. Now, all day, just do it right. So we're pretty...
I need more of that.
We're pretty forceful, and, you know, my heart's cold enough to let... to let you fail a little bit until you learn. But here's what sometimes, and I'm not saying this about you, but sometimes I think parents don't want to break their kids' hearts, you know, and don't want to...
You want to protect them from everything.
And you want to be so nice and you want to be their friends and you don't want to upset them and all that stuff. And then maybe you're afraid that they won't like you or they'll have some resentment or whatever. My kids hug and kiss me every night and tell me that they love me regardless of what goes on. I'm not saying I abuse them, but I'm saying when I need to be mean and forceful or whatever to get the point across to do the discipline or whatever... It doesn't cost me a hug and a kiss and their love. You know yeah. what I mean? That they're still...
For me, I feel like it's such an issue of, in my head, he's still 4 years old.
Yeah.
And I can't... And so it's like, oh, he can't unload the dishwasher. He's barely peeing on his own. Right? But then he'll be like, I'm going to walk down to Walmart and get something. And I'm like, okay. So it's just hard for me to deal with the growing up part of it. It yeah. really is. So thank goodness I have another little baby that I can dote on. But yes. What I need to remind myself,
Sam be a man.
Yeah, is when he does do something, he's actually they're proud of themselves.
Oh yeah.
You know, they
yeah.
did something and mm-hmm. they helped or whatever. So I don't know what my problem is. I'm
you're too sweet, yeah. Mary Jo. You're too sweet.
Well, to the kids. To the kids. Somebody else has to feel the wrath that comes out because you can't just be sweet all the time. Isn't that right, Brad? You felt it.
I got to tell a funny story. This, if you don't have kids out there, this is just some of the stuff. So one of my kids wrecked his bike like 3 times in a week, a new bike that we had gotten him. It's just broken. Like he's broken everything on it. So It's back in working now, but at the time, only his brother's bike was working. So he had asked his brother if he could ride his bike. And he said, yeah, but there were some conditions that came with it, I guess. And so he broke one of the conditions and took off riding the bike. So he's riding the bike. His brother's chasing after him, telling him to stop, get off the bike. His brother's lost his mind. He's so mad about it. Brother riding the bike turns and looks back and winds up falling over and kind of, you know, awkwardly turning the wheel back and forth, looking back at his brother, and now he's on the ground. His brother doesn't stop running until he reaches his brother laying on the ground and then kicks him square in the ribs with all he's got. This is witnessed by my dad sitting on his front porch.
Oof.
So they both come in, and so we're telling the boy, "What you can't kick your brother in the ribs. This is ridiculous. Why would you act like this? Blah, blah, blah." Meanwhile, we're like, are you okay? Like, oh, fine. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, no rib, no problem, nothing. All right, go back outside and play. So we send the other boy to his room, and we're sitting there discussing this in our living room with my dad, and the front door is open, and through the reflection of the glass of the front door, the son who got kicked in the ribs is standing on our front porch, peeing off of it. What? What is my kid think that This is okay.
Boys, that doesn't happen with girls.
The bathroom is literally 10 feet away.
Yeah.
And you just got to walk in the house, take a left. There it is.
Nope.
Craziness. Well, happy Mother's Day, Mary Jo.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day to all of you special women out there. And thank you for listening to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.